Hello, are you curious about a talented director's thoughts on filmmaking in connection to the female experience? On April 3rd, I was lucky enough to take part in conducting an interview with Susanna Nicchirelli, the director of Nico 1988, Discovery at Dawn, and Cosmonaut. This took place at the Dickinson Media Center and was conducted over Skype, as Ms. Nicchirelli was in Italy. The following portions of the interview were chosen with a special focus on glamour and agency in connection to Nico, both the character in the film Nico 1988 and the real person that the film was based on.
I want to tell stories of strong female roles that have not been told yet. Not only in a positive way, because I don't look for female heroes. I look for flawed females, but flawed in a way that has never been told. Flawed in a way that, I mean, everybody is flawed, so I'm not trying to tell stories about these heroines doing incredible things or these perfect women. And they're very imperfect, and that's one of the main criteria in the way I build the characters and the way I choose the characters when I'm choosing real women that have lived in history.
What's not important is beauty. That is definitely something I don't care about. For me, what is important is clumsiness, and that's a word I use all the time when we're trying to dress our characters and decide what hairstyle they have to have and what houses they live in. Sometimes people tend to think that what you're pursuing is beauty, which is not at all. What you're pursuing is truth, of course. And truth, for me, is something that is very far from the ideal of beauty. So both when I'm casting, I try to look for imperfections. When I'm doing the costumes and the hair, I think it's the imperfection that gives reality to the character and that creates a bond with the audience. But I believe that this imperfection, and through this imperfection, it is possible to create an identification. And we can finally see ourselves in films. And the stories are extremely interesting because they have not been told yet. Or certainly not in the way I want to tell them. That's more or less my goal. I am attracted by female characters also because it's easier for me to identificate in them because they're closer to me and I understand them more easily. Even if I have to say that all the women's stories I have told, Nico and Luciana and also the woman, the film I'm writing now, they are very different from me. They do things that I would never do. For example, Nico was on heroin, and she was a heroin addict and dependent, and she was also very, very cold at times, and she had made choices in her life that I would have never made. And I am also, I'm not at all the type that could take drugs or things like that. That's just not me. But at the same time, I knew there was something, there was a darkness in there that I could relate to, that we all can relate to. Even if I'm not self-destructive, but I have dealt with that. I mean, there is a duality in women. I think in every phase of our lives as women, we always live a duality. When we are working, there's always the woman inside of us who would like to be a housewife and be home with the kids. When we're home with the kids, there's always the woman inside us that would like to be working. And those who choose one or the other are always suffering because they didn't choose the other. Those who try to do both always make a mess and when they're doing both. But we're always dealing with what we are not. We're always dealing with that. Men are just the way they are, and which is something I envy them enormously. So what I think is that we are always fighting with ourselves because we're always never good enough at one or the other thing that we're trying to do. What I think is that these fights between two female figures are actually fights that we live inside ourselves. And every kind of woman that is in the story is a part of us, is what we are not, what we could be, but we have chosen to be something else. And that's something that is very, very feminine.
What I'm interested in is that defeat and failure somehow becomes part of you, and it makes you a better person. And that's the whole thing about growing up. And I like the idea that movies show a reality in which actually defeat and failure and mistakes happen. And then they are overcome or or you just, you know, have to live with them. What I liked about Nico, Nico's character, about the real person, Nico, from the beginning, and I noticed that in the way she answered the interviews and in the things I read about her, is that she dealt with her mistakes. She didn't deny them, she just lived with them. And I like the idea of being able to live with what you do wrong. And she was a terrible mother, but she lived with that. There is a line in These Days, which actually was not written by Nico, and it was written by Jackson Brown, and when Nico was 25, so it's just a coincidence, but it represents Nico perfectly. And the line says, "Please don't confront me with my failures. I have not forgotten them." And I think that sentence contains the sense of the movie. The idea of a woman having been so famous because she was beautiful, I mean, somehow she had been dominated by this image, and she hadn't been able to make what was behind the image come through. And that is something that comes up. She never says this directly. That's a line that I made up. But it's the sense that you get from every interview, from everything, when she says, I mean, the point is, she wasn't happy when she was beautiful. She was there for her image. You know, there's an interview where she says that, and that's actually a real interview she did. She says, I was there for my image, even with the Velvet Underground, and that's why she refuses that past. It's as if her beauty was a curse, had been a curse, but not a curse in the sense that she was a victim, because Nico was never a victim. It was just that she wanted to be a singer, she wanted to do stuff, but it seemed like they wouldn't let her do anything except just stand there like a statue, because she was beautiful. And she was bored by this thing. And then the moment she turned 30, 32, 34, 35, becoming older, she became free to be who she wanted to be. This is the real interesting thing of this story, is the fact that as you become older, you better. The problem is that there is a certain idea of the public image of a woman that somehow she ceases to exist when she's 40 or even 35, because she's not anymore as interesting, whereas most women that have done interesting things have done these interesting things after, in their 30s and in their 40s. And the thought is very empowering. If you're feeling that you're being rejected and that you're from society and that you're not important anymore because you're not a young girl with a cute face anymore, then it's because you're listening to what the general idea is of a man-dominated world. And what I thought was so inspiring about the character of Nico is that she was actually not only accepting becoming old, but she was okay with it. And for her, it was an empowering feeling to become old because she had been such a beautiful woman.
I remember when we were talking about Nico's hair, Nico is always impeccable in the pictures, and she never has. You have white hair, and sometimes it grows back. And I have no idea how you call it in English, but in Italian we call it ricrescita, maybe regrow. Well, anyway, I remember the hairdresser asking me, does Nico have any of that? And I said, no, never. She never does in the pictures, and you can tell. I mean, it's dyed dark, and you can really tell that it's dyed, and it's certainly not in a natural way, and it's not certainly a good job, but it was the job she wanted for herself. And she always put on makeup, and she put this farbe, this rouge on, which was very net. It was a line. So it wasn't perfect, but it was her way of being beautiful, and she wanted that, and she was in control of that. And I like the way different women pick something that can be makeup, a clothing element, or something, and that sticks on them because that's how they feel safe. Nico has understood somehow her place in the world, I think. And then what is interesting, I think, of her character is that you would have expect a singer who once was very famous and who now is almost unknown to be disappointed, whereas she surprisingly is resolved and happy with her place in the world, and she knows where she's standing as an artist, as a woman, as a mother. I think probably she's the most resolved character of the characters I told. And I find that interesting. Everybody deals with their own identity all the time. That's always the same theme going on and on. Understanding who you are and being able to accept it and to live
according to who you are and who you want to be. So it's a world that I know because it belongs to the world of women. And it's a world that really deserves to be told because it hasn't been told enough.
Thank you for listening, and a special thanks to Suzanne Nannicchiarelli for her time and insight.